This is the Appliance Retailer Podcast, speaking to industry leaders about the latest news, trends, and insights across the retail and appliance landscape. Hello and welcome again to the Appliance Retailer Podcast. I'm Seamus Byrne, podcast producer for Intermedia, and I'm joined by Emily Benchich, the editor of Appliance Retailer. Emily, how are you?
I'm good, Seamus. How are you?
Yep, really well again this week. We're really at the pointy end of the season now, and it is always great to catch up with people from around the industry to share their expertise. Who have we got this week?
On this week's show, we have SMEG Australia Managing Director, Wayne Campbell. Wayne, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Emily. Thank you very much.
Thank you for joining us. So, Wayne, as we all know, 2021 has been a tough year for the industry. But today, instead of revisiting those challenges, I'd love to know about your personal highlights for the year.
I suppose if you look at the first highlight, Emily, of course, was commencing the MD's role in early February. It was a personal major highlight for myself. Being welcomed and supported so positively by our business partners and the national SMEG team was extremely pleasing. If you look at the second, it's the strength of our SMEG team on a national basis during this very challenging year. We also increased our internal SMEG head office level with some key areas within the business. We restructured and added new staff both in the product, sales and the IT division. As we're all aware of, the announced employment of Chris Orne in October in the newly created GM's MD role was important for the company. Chris brings his industry's experience to the team as he quickly has earned the respect of all of his peers. I'm really encouraged on how all the new employees have integrated well within our unique SMEG business culture. The support for Midley has also been a major highlight. The senior team members are communicating with the factory, along with the various other departments, including the marketing and the product divisions, as we continue to navigate through the past and the present difficult COVID conditions. It's the new way, I suppose, of communicating and doing business.
So thinking forwards towards 2022 plans, you know, are there any key learnings that you're going to take from this year into next year? Or, you know, to use the overused term, are there going to be continuing with any pivots?
Yes, definitely. Last year, we quickly increased our what we call our digital communication, and this will continue as a priority for us in 2022. I'm so proud of the e-learning training platform that we launched approximately 6 months ago. The timing was important to us as we were not able to deliver the face-to-face training, which has been difficult through the COVID period. The platform has been extremely well received and supported by our business partners. We'll continue expanding this platform's offering and hope to announce more details in the coming months. Digital marketing and advertising is another area we'll continue to focus on next year, as we know how important it is to be visible to our consumer base. Consumers are now spending time on digital searching. We'll also continue to create content with our important partners, such as Sydney FC Soccer Club. Expect to hear more announcements regarding more future partners in the coming months.
Sounds exciting. And what else for SMEG next year? Any product news you can tell us about?
Yes, Emily, you will see new innovative product coming across all of our categories. Our major appliances, small appliances, food services in the professional area, and of course, La Pavoni, the specialist coffee brand SMEG acquired, is performing extremely well with our current specialists nationally. It is going to be a very exciting year for SMEG as a global family business. SMEG has always reinvested, and next year you'll definitely see the evidence of that investment, especially in terms of technology and innovation. The future is looking extremely bright for us in 2022.
So let's hear a bit more about the MDA space. What's coming there?
We'll continue to focus on dishwasher in that category, is extremely important for us. We recently added three new Tall Tank Diamond Series dishwashers to our agency offer, which we had unique features and programs, including Sterilize, Hygienic 75 Celsius wash for baby bottles and chopping boards and etc., which is all proudly manufactured out of our Italian factory. Next year, we'll also introduce what we call a full surface area induction cooktops with full colour touchscreen interface in terms of what we call colourways. They'll be in silver glass joined with black in the mix.
I believe SMEG is launching a new tech-driven oven cavity. Can you tell us more about this?
Yeah, that's correct, Emily. We'll have our new first to the market technology in building cooking. We'll be introducing in 2022. A significant step forward for us in a project SMEG Italy had been working on for several years. The product team have achieved an amazing job consolidating the multi-cooking technology features and benefits, which we've begun to share with our business partners over the last 2 to 3 months. The feedback has been extremely positive, and this launch will most probably commence within the first half of 2022. It's an impressive step forward in terms of innovations. It is going to define SMEG's technology credentials as a major premium brand in the Australian market. I personally can't wait to see it come to life.
Now, since launch, small appliances have done really well for SMEG. So can you tell us a bit more about what's coming there next year?
Yes, small appliance continues to be exciting for the company, with more particularly the consumers. Next year, you'll see an increase of the focus in new product categories, particularly food prep and a highly performance of the coffee category, which has been extremely positive for the SMEG brand. The SDA performance so far has been overwhelming.
Wonderful. And I think that leaves La Pavoni. How is the brand going?
La Pavoni is creating a real excitement amongst those who love the process of making coffee. Both the signature lever and semi-pro machines, based on their heritage, their design, and their unique features. It's truly an authentic brand with a rich heritage and a bright future, especially as we continue to increase the distribution. Later last year, we were focusing on La Pavoni professional food services machine. This year, we'll introduce an iconic Diamante models with a signature panel exterior. Speaking of food service, in response to the industry's requests, we'll be launching a highly anticipated compact oven, as well as increasing our professional dishwasher range.
Nice. So look, I think we've covered off all the key categories, Wayne. Have you got any other sort of thoughts for the year ahead?
The global SMEG team are planning a significant stand at Yirrkachuna in April, as we do every second year. And we'll be sharing more details on our new product category at Yirrkachuna in April. And finally, I'm looking forward to a very positive year, not only with the breadth of new product, but also at the prospect of being able to travel domestically and share more than just screen time with our key business partners on a national basis around Australia. The whole team is looking positive towards 2022, and we're looking forward to sharing our business with our business partners.
Thank you so much for your time today, Wayne. It was great speaking with you and learning more about the SMEG business and what's in the pipeline for 2022.
Thank you, Emily. Really appreciate it and look forward to 2022.
Yeah, really, really great to get all the updates from you, Wayne. And Emily, can you remind listeners where they can catch all the latest, of course, from Appliance Retailer?
They can go to www.appliancetailor.com.au, where they can also sign up to our newsletter.
Excellent. And of course, we'll be back with more from the Appliance Retailer podcast real soon. This has been the Appliance Retailer podcast. Get more of the latest industry news and insights at appliancetailor.com.au, where you can also subscribe to our twice weekly newsletter.